big news. Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for another day, Father God. I thank you for another Tuesday. Thank you for starting us off with another week, Father God, and a fresh start, Father God. A fresh start, Father God. Each and every time you allow us to open our eyes, Father God, it's a fresh start. Father God, we don't have to wait for the next week, Father God, to have a fresh start with you. We can have a fresh start with you at any given second, at any given moment. So, Father God, I pray that someone on today who needs a fresh start with you, that they will take the opportunity to pray to you, that they will take the opportunity to get into your word, Father God. I pray that they will take the opportunity to get into your presence, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will allow us all to have a fresh start with you, Father God. I pray that you will forgive us all of our trespasses, our transgressions, every sin, every thought, Father God, every action we have done, Father God, every misdeed, Father God. Forgive us for the things that you have told us to do and we have not done it, Father God. Maybe we contemplated it too long, Father God. Maybe we questioned it, Father God. Father God, I just pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will look down upon the just and the unjust. Look down upon the righteous and the unrighteous, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Allow those of us who have been redeemed. Allow those of us whose names are written in the book of life. Allow us to know that we're no better than those who don't know you in a pardon of their sin. Only difference is we have accepted you as our Lord and Savior. So, Father God, I pray, Father God, that we don't judge those who have not taken the moment to repent of their sins. I pray that we don't stand in judgment of those who have not taken the moment to accept you as their Lord and Savior. I pray that we don't stand in judgment for those who may still be on drugs, those who may still be drinking alcohol, those who may still be avid gamblers, Father God, those who may be serving false gods. Father God, whatever it is that people are doing that's not like you, anything that people are doing that does not give you glory, that does not give you praise, help us not to stand in judgment, Father God, because some of us, Father God, are not always doing things that please you, Father God. Some of us, Father God, don't always say the right thing. We don't always have the right attitude, Father God. So I pray, Father God, as this holiday season is coming up, Father God, as Thanksgiving is coming up, I pray, Father God, that you will allow us all to have a thankful heart. I pray that you will allow us all to have a grateful heart. I pray, Father God, in all things, Father God, according to your word, Father God, that you will allow us to give you thanksgiving, Father God, that no matter what we are going through, no matter what we are dealing with, Father God, no matter what we are suffering through or suffering from, Father God, that we still give you honor, we still give you glory, we still give you praise, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I come to you, Father God, asking your Father God to have mercy upon each and every person, Father God. Lord God, I pray for those, Father God, who don't know where their next check is coming from, Father God. I pray for those who don't know where their next meal is coming from, Father God. I pray for every child, Father God, that's in a household that's filled with dysfunction, Father God, that's in a household that's not filled with love, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every child that's being beaten on, Father God. I pray for every child that's being molested. I pray for every child that's being bullied, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray for every child that's secretly cutting themselves, Father God, or secretly self-harming themselves, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for every adult who may be in a domestic violence situation, Father God. Maybe they're in a domestic violence relationship or marriage, Father God. Lord God, maybe they're married to a narcissist, Father God. Maybe they're married to someone who gaslights them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, maybe they're married to someone who just takes advantage of them, Father God, or who never appreciate the efforts that they put into the marriage, the efforts that they put into the children, the efforts that they put into the household, Father God, and they feel like they're being taken for granted, Father God. Lord God, I pray for each and every person who's married, Father God, but they have stepped out of the covenant of marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and they have brought someone else into their marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, Father God, for every marriage right now and for the sanctimony of marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will look down upon each and every person who's grieving on today. Every person whose heart is filled with sorrow on today. I pray for those who are just hurting on today, Father God. Maybe they're in physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, mental anguish, Father God. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is that we're going through, we know that you have the answer. We know that you have the ability to fix it, Father God. So I pray that you will fix it for us, Lord Jesus. Fix it for us, Father God. Turn it around for our good in the name of Jesus, Father God. Someone is praying that you will fix their credit score, Father God. Someone is praying that you will fix, Father God, their student loans, Father God. Someone is praying that you will fix that they could get a mortgage, Father God. Someone is praying that you will fix it that they could get a car loan, Father God. Someone is praying that you will fix it so they could get that apartment, Father God. Someone is praying that you will fix it so they could get that new job, Father God, that new opportunity. Someone is praying that you will fix it, Father God, so they can get accepted into that university or that college, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, someone is asking you to fix it, Father God, with their relationship with their loved ones, Father God. Someone is asking you to fix it, Father God, with their relationship with their husband or their wife, Father God, their relationship with their children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Someone is asking you to fix it, Father God, on their jobs, Father God. Someone is asking you to fix it, Father God, in their church, Father God. Maybe there's a lot of cliques, Father God, in their church. Maybe there's a lot of gossiping in the church. Maybe the pastor is not standing firm on the word of God. Maybe the pastor is watering down the word of God. Maybe the pastor is putting sugar on the word of God. Lord God, whatever it is that we need you to fix it, maybe someone needs you to fix, Father God, their bodies, Father God. Maybe they've been going through sickness after sickness, disease after disease, Father God. Emotional breakdown, Father God. Lord God, whatever it is that we need you to fix this. Maybe someone needs you to fix their finances, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I know there's a lot of people who's going through financially, Father God, and I'm one of them, Father God, and we're praying for mercy. We're praying that you will fix it. We're praying that you will turn it around. We're praying that we will receive unexpected blessings, Father God. We're praying that we will receive unexpected checks, unexpected money orders, unexpected cashier checks, Father God, unexpected blank checks, Father God. Whatever it is that you want to do, Father God, we're just praying that you will fix it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying that you will fix our hearts, fix our minds, fix our soul, fix our spirits, Father God. Fix our spiritual discernment, fix our eyes, Father God. Fix our love, fix our joy, fix our happiness, Father God. Fix our long suffering, fix our gentleness and our meekness, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Fix our spirit, Father God, to reflect more of you, Lord Jesus. Fix it, Father God, that we can draw closer to you, Lord God. I just pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will fix everything that we are going through on today. We need you to fix it, Father God. Fix it for us, Father God. Fix it for us, Father God. However you need to fix it, we're just praying that you will fix it on today. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you. I pray that this prayer has been impactful in your life. I pray that it has helped you to want to draw closer to the Lord, Father God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit. I pray that this prayer has been a blessing to you, that you will subscribe, that you will comment, like, and share. You can find this podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast at. You can find it on YouTube under Inspirations by God Ministry. Thank you, and God bless.